Hi. Thank
Hello.
you so much for calling Omex Health. My name is Shaney. May I please start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
80422.
Okay, thank you. And the first and last name on the account, please.
David Spellman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Spellman. Can you verify your address for me?
It is Post Office Box 1, Blackhawk, Colorado, 80422.
All right, thank you for that. I've located the account here. You're getting the one-time shipment of the ProStrength Ultra Pure?
Well, see, I think, look at all the notes there, and I think I may have talked to you the other day, last week, and I switched over to the Profession or the Ultra Pure.
Yep, and they were supposed to have gotten you, I got you. Yeah, you spoke with me last week. I got your information sent over to corporate. Did they reach out back to you?
They did not, and so I'm not very happy about that, and I still would like some satisfaction that I've been overpaying now for quite some time. And also, I've tried to reset my password, and it says that they will send an email, and I've tried numerous times, and I've never received an email, so it's a hard company to work with right now.
Yes, sir, and I do understand that. Do you mind if I place you on hold really quickly?
That would be fine.
And I appreciate your patience. What I'm doing right now, Mr. Spellman, is I'm trying to see if what's going on as far as was the corporate able to reach out to you, or do they have any additional information for me to give out to you?
Okay.
So that's what I'm checking on for you right now. So that's just to let you know. All right, Mr. Spellman, I do appreciate your patience. I wasn't able to get any additional information, but what I'm doing right now is waiting for my manager to get back with me so that way we can get in touch with corporate to see what's going on.
Okay. Any ideas on how I can – it won't allow me to set up a new account or anything like that because it says that my email address is already on record, but I can't – I don't recall what the password was, and I can't get it reset, so –
Are we double checking to make sure that it's not going back to spam?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, double check and make sure it didn't go to spam.
Okay.
Because you should be receiving your emails just fine. Let me make sure that let me double check the email. It's going to be Spellman, D as in David, at CenturyLink.net.
Yeah, it starts off with S. Spell S P E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's Spellman.
Yeah, Spellman D at CenturyLink.net.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have anything, and I've tried numerous times. In fact, what ultimately happens is it says you attempted too many times to reset it or have it reset, but it always says that an email will be sent to me, and I've yet to receive anything.
Yeah, because I don't have a way on my end as far as to reset your password. You'd physically have to log into it.
And I can continue, I guess I'll try, but it just will not...
Try and refreshing your browser and everything on there and then see if it'll allow you to redo it.
Well, I'll work on that and see what happens. I mean, ultimately, I guess, there's no way have corporate reach out to you or reach out to me, and we'll start there and then see what happens from that point.
Most definitely. And I do apologize for that, but I'm going to make sure that I put this on my priority today. If someone doesn't reach back out to you today, I'll make sure that I get back with you by the close of business today, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. And anything else I can help you with in the meantime?
No, that'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.